Hello, my name is Candy Christensen, and I'd like to welcome you to Meandering Design. What's your response when someone asks, "How are you?" If it's a passing in the hall, "How are you?" then I say, "Fine, how are you?" But usually the person has already walked away. If it's a friend asking, "How are you?" then I answer truthfully, which is usually a mix of, "This thing is awesome, but I'm struggling over here." I do have to admit that I'm an introvert, and I absolutely detest chit-chat. It drains me of all my energy, and people who know and love me know that they are going to get an honest, truthful response. The one thing I never say, though, is busy. Here's the reality. We're all busy. I work full-time, run a business, I run an entrepreneur group, and yet I still manage to find time to cook some good, healthy meals. I see my friends with families, and they're working full-time, juggling their family obligations, running kids to soccer practice, and yet when I ask them how they're doing, they don't tell me they're busy, because we're all busy. You may be wondering why I'm talking about this on an interior design podcast. Well, it's because I think these things are intertwined. I know when I start buying into busy that my home becomes a disaster zone and a place where I drop my stuff and run off to the next thing. Then by the time I have an opportunity to spend some time at home, I want to avoid it because it's such a mess. It's not a calmer, happy place to be. Here's what busy really means. When you are responding to "how are you" with "I'm busy," you're buying into this false reality that we've created, that busy means I'm killing it. I'm doing everything good, I'm hustling, everything's great. It may be life, your job, or not sleeping, so you can create the next startup, but you're not killing it. Chances are you're spending so much time doing so many things that you feel scattered and, well, busy. Busy also means I don't have time for you. I had a friend, or acquaintance really, that would ask me occasionally to meet up with him, and I always responded with, "I'm busy, let me see." Finally, he pointed out that it was pretty obvious that I did not want to spend time with him, and we parted ways. I felt pretty bad afterwards because in avoiding conflict, I hurt someone's feelings. That's when I realized that I wasn't really busy, but he was not a priority in my life. Busy is a great way to brush off doing something you don't want to do. I get it, most of us really don't like conflict, but busy just delays the inevitable. Sometimes you truly are busy and it's simply a scheduling conflict, and in that instance, schedule it for when you have time. You know, I've had a couple clients who've reached out to me to ask me to do some interior design work, and something came up and they asked me to reach out to them later. I did, and we scheduled the consult then. Compare that to when someone is interested in interior design work and then says they're busy. You know, do I follow up with them later, or do I really take busy as a brush off? The Eskimos have 50 different words for the word snow. Living in the Midwest, I'm familiar with different types of snow, icy, slushy, or perfect for making snowballs. I think that we should have 50 different words for busy, because we're taking one word and expecting it to do double duty in so many ways. I've banned the word busy from my vocabulary. If someone asks me how I'm doing, I say fine, and I ask them how they are doing. If someone asks how things are going, then I tell them honestly how things are going. I've had some people thank me afterwards for having an open, honest conversation with them. We're starved for true connection, and even a brief interaction with a stranger can be meaningful. When we answer busy, we shut down the conversation. "Well, okay, you're busy. I'll just mosey along here and leave you alone." Unless you truly don't want to talk to the other person, maybe come up with a different response. If someone wants to do something with me and I really don't have the time, energy, or money to do it, then I let them know. I may not be able to do the thing they asked, but if it's someone I really want to spend time with, I'll come up with another, you know, time, date, or just a different event. I found once I stopped focusing on how busy I was that the hamster wheel in my brain quieted down quite a bit. It definitely still squeaks along, but my anxiety level has dropped immensely. Try it for a week and see how you feel. We've had such a hyper-focus in our society of sleeping less and working 70 hours a week and burning the candle at both ends. I'm not even sure if I understand what that phrase means. Yet, really? Are you really working 70 hours a week and only sleeping 4 hours a night and killing it? And chances are, if that's what you're doing, you really aren't making it. There are definitely times in your life when you're going to have to hustle, when you'll be juggling a lot on your plate. I've been there. Yet even when I'm in that place, I recognize that I've chosen to be doing whatever is causing me to be a little overscheduled. Last month, I had a week where I was networking and learning almost every night, and then the next week, I went to 2-day-long conferences. Everything I did in that 2-week period was awesome and amazing, but it definitely left me drained. The next week, I made sure I cleared my calendar, and I didn't go to any networking events, and I only spent time with people who replenished my soul and didn't drain me of my energy. I also recognize that I probably should not have overscheduled myself. It's a habit I have, and I need to be better about it. What are you doing today that you can cut? I'm sure at this point you're thinking I'm an idiot who doesn't understand the complexity of your life. And yes, that's true to a point. Except I know that I've had to make a lot of hard decisions in my life to get where I am today. A happier, healthier, and more balanced person who my friends actually want to spend time with because I'm not stressing them out with my stress. Think of one thing today that you're doing that you can either not do, or maybe you can outsource it. For example, I hate grocery shopping. Going to the grocery store causes me anxiety. It's set up to make me buy crap I don't need. I can never find what I do need. Getting in and out of the parking lot is a pain, and people in the grocery store are oblivious to what is happening around them. It's an hour of my life every week that I just can't stand. So I don't go anymore. I use Peapod or Instacart, and I realize that not everyone has this option, and I live in a city where I can get my groceries delivered. But think about what is one thing you spend time doing that you don't want to do. Maybe it's baking cupcakes for your kids at school. Just buy them. Maybe if you set the example of buying them, other parents will follow, and they may thank you for doing it so they don't feel guilty as well. We live in an on-demand sharing economy these days. There are websites dedicated to helping us facilitate our busy 21st century lives. Take advantage of them. Again, I say, what is the one thing you can cut from your life, or maybe you can outsource it? The next step, I'll definitely say, is harder. Think about who is sucking the life out of you. Who do you dread talking to when they call? Who asks ridiculously impossible things of you? Who takes and takes and takes, and yet doesn't give you any love or support? I'm going to tell you, you don't have to spend time with these people. Over the years, I've let these people go. The people in my life today love and support me. They're like my family. They understand that sometimes I may need to spend some time alone. They understand that I do have a lot on my plate because I'm building the life I want to live. Yet I always make time for them. Finally, rethink your priorities. I'm reading a great book called 168 Hours. You have more time than you think. And the author, Laura Vanderkam, gives examples of some very successful people who manage to find time for engaging in what they love while they run a non-for-profit or a huge business. It's because they've let go of all the things or people in their life that don't support their main priorities. So if you found this podcast interesting and you're in Chicago, then I highly recommend you check out my class, Life Redesigned, and you can find that at meanderingdesign.com under classes. I'll be talking about how to clear the clutter from your life, focus on your passion and priorities, and design a space that supports you in what you want to do. So for today, just start with banning the word busy and let me know how you feel.